Tuesday, December 7th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I got a message, an alert, on my iPhone that some of your passwords have appeared in a data leak. With all the hacking going on out there, I suppose it is just a matter of time until they leaked data with some of our information in it. I am a member of the new cooperative that was hit with a ransomware attack asking them for $5.9 million. I would imagine that the cooperative had a mad scramble to circumvent the threat and restore operations, resorting for a time to paper scale tickets. From my experience, they were successful in doing so. I was wondering where the NSA was with the seemingly surging number of attacks on U.S. companies by ransomware artists, and the U.S. National Security Agencies recently announced that they have stepped up and are hitting back. They have gone after money paid by victims of ransomware extortion and are going directly after the hackers, too. As this is international, it goes beyond domestic law enforcement to wherever the Internet reaches. Ironically, one hotbed of ransomware hacking is Ukraine. They know these ransomware criminal gangs by name. The one that shut down JBS is called Revil. Members of Revil were arrested recently in Poland and Romania. The U.S. Justice Department has requested extradition of a Ukrainian man who was part of the JBS hack and recovered $6.1 million in that instance. These cyber criminals use digital currency as their means of getting paid. Criminal networks of every kind find cybercurrency to be a windfall they were looking for to move money to evade authorities. The FBI has gotten a lot better at following the money, even if it is digital. One member of Revil in custody was Ukrainian and the other was Russian. Most of the cyber attacks come from gangs operating out of Russia. Imagine what Putin is doing to Ukrainian companies as part of his intimidation of that country. If Russia were to invade Ukraine, I would expect an all-out cyber conflict between those two, and that it is likely that the NSA would get drawn into the fray. Bad things could start happening to Russian internet systems as one form of sanctions, ours too for that matter. I think that given how dependent everything that we do is on the internet, that it is impossible to imagine how messed up that things could get in a cyber conflagration. Transmission of this report and the very trade of our markets themselves that we report on is fully dependent on the internet. This is generational. They did not teach cyber classes when the baby boomer generation went to school. Things like the dark web are undefined to those of older generations. I needed a primer and found one that I could comprehend in the Reader's Digest of all places. The dark web is a collection of internet sites that you can't find with a regular search engine and that people can visit anonymously. I have no intention of going there. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Ransom attacks take two primary forms. They lock up computer systems so companies cannot use them. It took JBS 4 days to get their plants up and running, and they reportedly paid the ransom. The new cooperative reportedly did not pay, but had redundant systems that allowed them to operate while they started new, pun intended. The other form in which cyber gangs try to profit is from selling information gained through hacking websites on the dark net. When cyber gangs steal info from computer systems, this is where the criminals go to sell it. Every criminal activity that exists does business on the dark web. Bad characters also use the dark web, such as hate groups and conspirators, because of the anonymity. There are how-to tutorials on most nefarious things on the dark web. It is not illegal to surf the dark web if you know how to access it, but doing so exposes great risk, as it is a sewer where malware doesn't work. You cannot get there using Chrome or Safari, thank goodness. It requires downloading a special router so you will not accidentally stumble into the dark web unless you intend to go there. Reader's Digest said that not all about the dark web is bad. That piqued my curiosity as I could not imagine any redeeming virtue. While China is certainly known for its cyber espionage, if you were living in China, the dark web is a way to evade state control of the internet. It is how freedom-loving people communicate with themselves and get the word out. We would not know as much about what is going on in China and other totalitarian regimes without the dark web. Many legitimate news services have sites on the dark web, so they can be accessed by whistleblowers and those wishing to give them info anonymously. Now I have to go change some passwords. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.